very old one. And I opened it up, and I unrolled it, the middle panel, on which was written only two words, God is. For an atheist, this is not very comforting, but I kind of looked at it, and that was all it was. But the scroll was much bigger, so I unrolled it further, and there were two very large blank panels, one on the left and one on the right. And even while I was looking at it, little letters kind of jumped up, you know, and I thought the explanation was that if I wanted to look at the left, I would be able to read the past, and if I wanted to look at the right, I would be able to foretell the future, because it was all written there. And I thought about it for a while, and I was undecided for a bit, and then I thought, no, that's not what I want. And I kind of rolled it back, and I just left the center panel, and I said, this will content me. So I just kept the God is, and I did not want any of the other things. All right, Kenneth. Because I never conclude this, he always does.
I haven't heard this internal voice saying to her, thank you, this time you made it.
See, I don't understand what these things actually mean, but I did know that it was a very necessary test, and that I had passed it, and I think the conclusion of this is even more interesting about the Israel. And 6 years later, I was in Israel, and I saw the cave. And there is no question about it, except for the position of the water level, which I said should be up to here, and Bill said, well, 2,000 years ago was.
I've read that from a guy.
Yeah.
And, this was at Qumran.
Yeah, where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls.
We were standing in that very bleak area, Qumran.
Oh, yeah.
Which was tremendously hot, and I could imagine that you would enjoy this because it wasn't really kind of thing. And we suddenly recognized something about this
that
place.
That place has a terrible investment.
Known it
extremely
well.
I thought I was coming home then, and I take no stand on reincarnation at all. I don't see why it should be true or false, and I actually don't care. But this was an awful, this was a knockout of an experience. But then I saw this cave so distinctly, and you know, I'm almost convinced that there is something. It's not, it's farther down from where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls. I think they'll find others in time. Maybe I doubt it'll say that. I found a number of things that I have seen have an allegorical side and a real side to them, too. Or they have some connection with the physical universe, too. Or there's something that either is going to happen that will mean something. Because I did see the books before I even took it down. And I've seen a lot of very strange things for respectable research psychologists. So you can see where it has been a difficult, in answer to your question, it's been a rather difficult transition for me to make. And Lord knows I've had a lot of help with it. I'm trying to work on being grateful for the experience. That'll be nice, don't you think?
We are grateful.
Thank you. That is a big help to me. Very big. I have heard it from other people, and it always does a lot. So maybe next time when I meet all you good people, we do have to leave pretty much now, I'll say, let's all be grateful together, and you're going to pray for me and over there, where are you? You are? All right. Thank you. I'm sure it'll help us all. We do have to take off.